Yeah, it's good morning. Just want to see that we're all awake. Let's see who greet you guys.
Oh, Sanbonani. Hi, everyone. I'm Siku. Sikululiwe, that means set free. Yes, and we came down by, actually, Rasa invited us down this side, guys. I'm happy to see you all, even if I don't know all of you. It's my first time meeting you. We've met them Friday. So it's nice to be here, and it's nice to see you guys. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, my love. I don't know, it's very difficult to transition from such a powerful spirit to something else as well. Sometimes you wish you can just let it go. When God has already done his work, you almost say he's done it. And I sometimes struggle to preach after when God's Holy Spirit has already done the job. And I'm going to try my best. Me and my wife, we've been married for 35 years. We have got 3 children. We've been down here in Cape Town for some years. I think we came here in Cape Town 2009. We stayed in Fishhook for 8 years. We've been under leadership of a certain church. Then after that, we went to Zimbabwe and spent the 6 years there. And we planted about 4 churches in Zimbabwe. Then we felt our season after COVID, it was over. Then we came down to Cape Town. Then in that time, I felt to lay down the ministry because there is a time tough sometimes or grumpy sometimes. And I laid down. I'm a qualified boilermaker. I'm a qualified artisan in terms of welding. I can do anything to do with the steel. Then I left and tried to look for a job. Then I found a job that was a quality control in terms of steel, and we are sending stuff overseas. I saved into that company. During that time, they felt it was difficult to keep me into the company. You know, when God wants you, you can't run away. Yeah. And in that, the company, the owner said, Ndaba, we love to have you here, but it's very tough. We don't understand what's happening. Can I ask you to look for another job? I'll pay you until you get another job, even if you're not working. Sure. And we got the salary continuously. One day I felt, no, it's not me. I'm a person that loves to do something with my hand. Then I started to make my Ishmaels again. Even if he says he will pay me whilst I'm not working, I started to look for a means of putting my hand on something. As I was busy working on the truck, about 4.2, then the step ladder went somewhere, then I went to the ground. And then I fell and break here and here. And if you see the x-rays of that, you wouldn't think that I can walk today. It was like the doctor, they said it was over, but God said it was right. In that time, I said to Ryan, should I go and look for another job? Ryan, before I break, Ryan says, no, you don't have to look for another job. We've got you here. We can pay you and you can work for us. And you can be in eldership with us. We can pay you full time with us. I said, what that look like? And when I was broken, I said, Ryan, do you still want me? Say, yes, as you are. And the Lord healed me. This is the fruit I'm walking with. But I realized that was God didn't want me to go into the market because he wanted me to his field. And when the doctor said it was over, God said it was not over. When I started to preach, they wanted to make a chair that can be somewhere that I can sit and still preach like that. But God says no. I said to them, no, I'll still preach. I'll stand. If I'm tired, I'll find a way. But today I don't get tired anymore. And I'm trying to tell you this, that when God has his own ways, he has got his own ways. He's a sovereign God. He can do something. Then when I told the company that stop paying me, the church is taking me. And today we're still friends with that company. Me and him, when he get to the job, he stays somewhere here in Cape Town, my boss. We have a coffee and chat around. Someone can pay you when you're not working for him because he's hearing God. And when we were invited down to come and spend time with you guys, before maybe I get to that, that's why I feel like a little bit squashed because I'm a man of a time, so I see the time. Julia, the daughter of Will Marie, and me and her, we've been communicating before his death when he was still alive. Actually, Willie tempted to employ me full-time into for Josh Jane. He said to me, Ndaba, I feel I need to get you to work with us, and we'll pay you the salary, but I'm going to Isle of Man. When I come back, we'll sort everything out. It was the end of the history. And I cried. I said, Lord, you close the door. Now I'm going to look for a job and get out of here. When Andrew followed me to Joburg and said, Ndaba, can you work with us? I said, no, I can't go back to Cape Town. Lord, help me. I can't. I've been in Cape Town. I moved to Joburg. Now you want me back to Cape Town. You know God's ways, you can't run away from God. My Bible tells me that under the ground, over the ground, in the sea, God's eyes see everything. And then in that, my wife prayed when we came from Zim. She said, Lord, help us not to go to ministry for 2 years. We need a rest because we're fully finished. And then Ryan came to us and said, guys, can I ask you to consider to join us? In that moment, my wife remembered that she asked God for 2 years. It was exactly 2 years. And then Russell and Jane came and spent time with us, and they were convinced that we are the right couple to join the team. We serve under Sit on the Hill, under Ryan Kingsley, such a beautiful guy, and him and his wife. They're really such people that we can trust with all our heart, that we can work with them, we can follow them. And as we are here, he prayed for us over the weekend and just said, guys, go. We just came out of such an amazing time of prophetic time with Bill and Janet and what's the name? Nadine Baldamos and other guys. What a brilliant. And when Julie sent me a message and say, and Russell, you guys are coming this side, will you want to preach at one of our church? I felt to say no, because I don't mind to say no. There is nothing for me to always preach, because I preach every time. And in my spirit says, yes. As I was praying, I said, God, do you want me to preach? He said, yes, I've got a message. Then he gave it to me, the message. And I struggled. Is that my message or is that for that area? And when I got here, I felt God say it's for this side. And I'm glad today that when I'm sharing, don't point fingers to Carl and say, maybe Carl told him what to preach. I yet got no clue what God spoke to me. And I'm trusting that he will also hear for the first time. And that would be wonderful. And the ministry is a blessing, guys. And wherever we preach, we see the signs and the wonders and the love of God continue to be with us. And I feel sometimes I get carried out because I get excited about what God has done for over the years. And the love of God is there. And anyone who denies that Jesus is not alive is not really. Something is blinding him. And I pray that you guys in this church with the Carl and the team, you experience the love of God. But don't hinder when God's spirit starts to move. Because people, they stand in front of God when God wants to move. And I pray that the whole church, elderly and young, you'll be healed to what God is doing. And maybe before I preach, yeah, like I said, we started to... I had a lot of dreams in the past about what God wanted me to do. We started to start the churches in 1994, straight after election, we started to start. But we had a problem, because our problem was we have never been in our African people most of the time. We've been in the Western. We struggle with that and say, why, Lord, in the Western, guys? Hence, we can save our own community. We didn't have an answer until today. And I remember late, the African churches only for 8 years. Then I transitioned, I gave it to someone else. My heart is to always plant churches. That's my heart. I plant churches and hand over. I don't hold anything because this is a church of God. It's not mine. And when I learned when I was at Fishhook that God really wanted me to be in these churches. We came in as darkish among the whiteies. And in 6 months, we were told to plant our own home group. That was very tough. And in that, we thought, who's going to follow Dakish among the whiteies? And it took us almost 8 weeks without anyone. It was us and our children, were five of us, having a home group. One day, one guy came, an English guy, his name was Mike Buloku, and his wife. And he was a lawyer, the wife was a nurse, and said, we want to come and explore. As they came in, and we enjoyed that we have them. The following Monday, they phoned, our com group was meeting on Tuesday, they phoned us and said, sorry, we don't feel this is where God wants us. Oh, bug it. We felt very disappointed. Whew. The second week, nothing happened. We are back to square one. The third week, then we see an elderly lady come, and she said, this is my home. And the elderly lady come, and this is my home. The elderly lady come, this is my home. Eventually, we ended up 48 people in our home. Wow. Dakish can lead the Western.
That's right.
That was a turning point to see that God is at work. And we ended up going to the lead elder and say, we can't. Our house is too small. And eventually, one of the neighbor, she was a CID, the police, she came and met us and said, I was told that you're selling drugs in this home.
Wow.
Because the entire street was full of cars. And when I went to Joburg, I thought that thing was in the shelf. And Ryan Kingsley said, Ndaba, we want to plant you in one of the area. Well, do you want to take it? I said, I'm taking it. Then before we left, about 17 Western guys, they said, we're going with him.
Yeah.
Now they're multiplying more than 17, and the black people are coming. Our church is multiracial. And we are leading a church called Cloverdene Church in Benoni, and we are in the orphanage home. We've got 76 children who don't have parents. That's our members, plus us, plus people coming in. So I'm going to share a little bit of the gospel, preach it to you guys with such an excitement. And I thank God that finally I met Pam personal, because when Will Marie was still alive, I used to talk to them, but I didn't know them personal. Even Julie, you guys are so dear to us. It was easy for them to hear always a person say, where is Willie? To say, get out behind of us. Don't you see that we're in challenge? But they loved us until Willie died. Even today, they're still loving us. Well done, guys, for your grace upon our life. Today, I want to share a little bit around this topic, which is very challenging but very exciting. New wine and a new wineskin. That's what I want to preach about. And as I was looking, some of the scriptures, I didn't give it to them, but I'll quote them. With my mind. When you look at these three scriptures in your own time, in Matthew chapter 9, 17, and Luke chapter 2, verse 22, and Luke chapter 5, verse 37 to 38, and Luke, Mark chapter 2, verse 22, that's where my exactly speaking is on. But I don't normally dwell into that so much. I'm all over the place. Because ministry is not about your notes, it's about hearing the Holy Spirit. If it's about notes, we miss the hearts of the people. So I want to trust that as I'm sharing like this, don't ever look at me, hear what God is saying, and grasp. Because sometimes in the church, when people are worshiping, you start to look at someone who is doing whatever you don't like, you miss what God is doing. Sometimes bypass that person and start to focus on what God is doing. And I'm trusting that tonight, as I'm sharing, it can easily, maybe I'm holding the mic in a way that you don't like. Maybe the way that I'm dressing. Maybe the way that I'm speaking. Or whatever can hinder you. Please, may I ask you, let nothing hinder you. So that you can hear what God is doing. And I'm just going to, normally I talk prophetic. Normally I preach scriptures. In Luke chapter 5, that's where we can read. I think they've got the scripture there. As they say to him, the disciple of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. And Jesus said to them, can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast in those days. I'll carry on. And I just want to say this. When Jesus started to teach in those three scriptures that I gave to you above, the guys asked him those questions and say, why your guys are not fasting? John's disciple fasted. The Pharisees fasted, but you not fasting. Your guys are not fasting. Is it truly not that they are not obedient to what we've been holding as a culture? I don't want to get to the challenge first, but I want to say to you, he actually said the bridegroom is still around. There's no need of that. But when the bridegroom is gone, probably he was not anti-fasting. Because if you look at it in Matthew chapter 4, verse 2, Jesus fasted for 40 days. If he was anti that, he wouldn't fast it. And even in Isaiah 58, in verse something going down there, he said the true fasting is this. In the traditional way, he said the true fasting is this. And this is what the true fasting, if you read on your own time, you quoted justice and saving and healing the poor and helping the poor and all that. And this is the true fasting that you break the yoke. And now, if you look at it, they ask him, those guys are not fasting. Jesus says, no, guys, there's a problem here. Your traditional fasting are causing harm than good. Because when you do things for the sake of doing, not obedient to the word of God, is not right. He was breaking those kind of things. That's why he opposed them in that way. Not because he was anti-fasting. Fasting is the right thing when the heart is pure. And fasting is not about manipulating God. It's about humbling your heart. And telling God exactly where you find yourself. Even in the Old Testament and New Testament, when the challenges come in life, people, they humble themselves and cry to the Lord to hear them through fasting and praying. Even when the commissioning of the disciple in Acts chapter something, something, it says when they fasted and prayed the Lord, there is nothing wrong with the fasting. But when the intention of fasting is ungodly, Jesus opposed that. And now it carries on. He also tells them the parable. One tear a piece from a new garment and put it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts a new wine into an old wineskin. If he does, the new will burst the skin and it will be spilled, and the skin will be destroyed. Now the question, I grew up here from the poor family where 10 of us siblings, where there was nothing. Sometimes they would patch our trousers. And I understand very well, but also you can understand very well because you're in Cape Town near Stellenbosch here where there's wine. Because this all comes together. I understand from that point of view, you understand from the point of view of wine. Now, if you get in the past, in the years, even we Zulus, we used to keep water into the something that is a bag that was sown, and it's to keep it cool. And now the wine, it was preserved by actually in old wine need to put it into the old wineskin. The new wineskin, you can't put it into the old wineskin, because what happened when the new start to ferment? It won't. The old one won't contain it. It can even today, guys, in the church, when you start to have your own rigid, your own mentality, your own ways, when you approach the things of God, it cannot work. I hope tell someone, don't sleep this man when he's preaching, because some people sleep at church. I have never seen that, especially when the preacher is boring. I've never seen people sleeping in my preaching. It would be something that I need to pray and fast. Anyway, let's carry on. And now, Jesus is seeing that these guys, they want to put the wine, new wineskin into old wineskin. It's not going to contain. It's not going to last. Today, now, what I've seen, truly speaking, even if you look at in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and going down, it says when the prophet is accepted, people, they reap the reward of the prophet. But when he's rejected, nothing will happen. Even Jesus on his own area was rejected. He didn't do much miracles. Now, when you see, when the word of God is preached, people welcome with all heart and everything, find freedom, find liberty. But when we resist, things does not work. Let's carry on. Let's look at something in the book of Acts, chapter 10. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preach good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. First of all, Jesus is the Lord of all. It's not of a Lord of certain race. People, they're missing it when they don't see that God is, Jesus is the Lord of all. And carry on. And it says, yourselves know what happened through all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, with the power. He went about doing good and healing all we who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witness of all he did, both in the country of Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging on the tree. Carries on, and but God raised him to the third day, made him appear. And not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God, witness, who ate and drank with him after rose from the dead. Those were disciples. Carry on. And he commanded us to preach to the people and testify that the one appointed by God to be judge for the living and the dead. And to him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word of God. And that was something now, the new wineskin coming into the context. You see, now the gospel started to break to the Gentiles instead of the Jews. When we hear the story, look at from chapter 10, verse 1, all the way to the end. When Cornelius, he was a fearing man of God, praying and loving God. But at the same time, God wanted to do some miraculous. And then God gave him a dream and say, call Peter. The man, he has got something to tell you. And in that, as Peter was in his place at Joppa, he started to see from heaven a vision coming down full of different animals in that package. His fish and any other animal. And the word says, Peter, you can eat this. He says, it's impossible. I've got my traditional ways. I don't eat what is unclean. And the word came and said, Pete, I'm begging you, what I say it's clean, you cannot say it's not clean. God is in the wake of breaking the systems of men. And the individual who can hear the word of God. Immediately Peter did not refuse to hear that. He went down. But let me come back. As he was hearing that, some people started to come into the door. I'm preaching the gospel. If you read the scriptures, you'll find exactly what I'm talking about. As he's there, and the people came into the door and said, we're looking for Peter. And they went and said, Peter, there's some people looking for you. Hence, God has already told him. He came down and said, I am. They say, come with us. He went, when he found the whole house, Cornelius has invited the whole family and the friend and people. And Peter, with his own Jew people, they started to follow him. Where is he going? As he come here, and Cornelius started to tell him about everything, he says, now you here, tell us what God has called you for. As he started to preach, the Holy Spirit bang. The whole house was full of Holy Spirit power. And those people were Gentiles. They were not even baptized by water. Sometimes we want to program that you must first be baptized by water, then the Spirit will come. God has got no formula. He does what is right at the same time. And then he says, I don't know, I don't want to repeat reading because otherwise he will be here forever. You can read until verse 48 at your time, chapter 11, verse 15 to 18. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said to John the Baptist with water, how he said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was that could stand in God's ways? Paul was one of the guys that persecuted the way for many years. Actually, the church, it was called the way, by the way. We call it Josh Jane, we call it what, so that we can register those things. The church is the way of God. When he started to stand on the way of God, God humbled him. And I pray that this church car will be very attentive to the things of God. That God cannot even one day judge you, but he'll always work with you. No one need to work against God. Love his ways. Be obedient to his ways. When God says, all of us, let's fall down and pray, don't become noble person before God. Be a humble servant of God. When God says, let's jump, all of us, and God is about to do the miracles in the church. This morning I was at Milnerton when Peter Chanda from Zambia was preaching. And the two, four ladies started to feel the Holy Spirit bang on the ground, started to scream. But God said, this is what I'm doing. Some people, they start to say, what is this? When it happened here, it caused some people to shake because it was a new thing happening. We are glad that we have got scriptures that we learn. By that time, there was no scripture for them to learn. May the Lord this evening start to move the church to the position that the Holy Spirit wants to come. If you look at in the book of John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, it says there was a debate with this woman and say, are you greater than Father Abraham, who actually saved God, who actually dig the well? He actually said this. Are you there, my friend? But the house, the hour is coming, and actually is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and the truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in the Spirit and the truth. You start to hear God. You start. I want to pray in my heart that you become prophetic people in terms of being guided by the Spirit, in terms to listen to the Spirit, in terms to walk by the Spirit. When the doctors told me that you're not going to walk, I heard the Spirit say you're going to walk. And today when I go for my reviews, all nurses, they tell me, they come, Pastor, you're here to, today, can you preach it to us? I always preach when I go to hospital. Holy Spirit has opened the forum for me to preach in the hospital. I went there for my healing of the leg. Now I heal them in the spiritual. And I pray that we all be attentive to what God is doing. Let us come to almost to land. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Hey, that person who's putting the scriptures, I love you, my friend. Sometimes some guys, they struggle to do this, but you're just doing it like this. Who has made us sufficient to be ministers of the new covenant? Guys, the old covenant is gone. You don't have to go by the law. You don't have to go by traditional ways. We are the minister of the new covenant that Jesus has brought through his death and the resurrection. Be obedient to that calling. And in these days, truly speaking, one of the young guy came to me and said, my brother Ndaba, teach me how to know God. I said, the only thing, if you look at the scripture very well, in Mark, I think it's Mark or Luke, and chapter 6, verse 40, and going down, it says a student can only be good as the teacher. Hang around with the people of God. God will teach you his ways. If you hang around with the people who does not have godliness, what impact do you think you're going to learn? And today, you see many people making church as a fortnight work. They come, sometimes they don't come. What are you going to learn, guys? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it says, don't forsake. You find life when you mingle with the good people. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33, you hang around with the bad character, you corrupt the good character. We should be the people who always pursue the things of God if we want God to change us. I'm not condemning anyone. I'm trying to position us to what God wants us to be. Because God, in terms of God's things, you need to align yourself. Position yourself in the right way, the Lord will work with you. Just like position yourself out of the good degree, you miss the things of God. And I'm praying that this church of Edge Meet will start to position. You'll see, guys, when you start to see the new covenant ministry working within here, you'll see the Holy Spirit start to sweep. And I'm so blessed when I see people in Lighthouse, how much they came to that celebration. And we're anticipating that our churches will be full into capacity. We'll take Cape Town for God as a church. You don't have to preach. The Bible sometimes it says when the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, as they passed, the miracles that will happen. And I tell you the truth, I've been in some buses or taxis. When I come into the taxi or bus, people with the demonics, I don't have to pray for them. They start to fall. And I see, okay, now I'm close to the wrong person. I move away. I don't want to cause discomfort into the bus. But because the Spirit of God is upon me, as I'm there, when there's the wrong person with the demonic or possessed, they start to fall off or they start to burn. And I'm burning. And then God said, it's you. I move off to give them a relief. And I'm saying when the Holy Spirit comes upon us and we're receptive of that, we'll see the miracles. And that package in Mark and Luke, when it says, Jesus says, the whole authority has been given to me. Go and you see the signs with you. And some people, they're still resisting even the signs. When you see what way I'm reading, if you read careful, Jesus healed many people. Because when the new wine comes, it relieves people from their challenges. But when you're still holding on traditionally, you won't see the signs of anything. As I'm landing, where are you, my friend? No, go back a little bit. I just want to go to that Corinthians. Very good. Who has made us sufficient to minister of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Holy Spirit, of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. When we start to follow God with our own ways or traditional, when, you know, we come from those churches that when you sing, you must do this. Not that they're wrong. They actually failing to cooperate with what God is doing. No one has taught them. Remember, you don't blame people. A student can only be as good as the teacher. When people receive a good teacher, sorry guys, to be honest, in the true sense, children shouldn't fail at school when the teachers are good. Sorry, teachers. And it's a good thing that you identify who's lacking even in your home group and help them to come through. And it's a very good thing for me to, as a pastor, to see who are really people that are yielding to the Holy Spirit and help them to come through. Because that is the heart of God. Now, when the new covenant is working, people full with the Holy Spirit, things start to come and we move. And in that, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And I pray for this church that it will be moved by the Spirit. Sometimes even before Carl calls for prayer in the morning, come in at 3:15 and start to gather and pray, guys, and listen to what God is saying. We are not people who can be pushed. We are people who have got a zeal for what God is doing. And as I'm landing, I've got some questions to ask you. I've got a couple of questions, but I won't be very long. I see I'm coming to land. Do you observe the true fasting or praying? Number one, some people, they actually don't find a time for themselves to fast and pray without being told. And it is scriptural. If Jesus did it, let's do it, guys. There is some secret in what God is doing. Yes, there is a corporate fasting where elders has to call and say, guys, let's come together, we're doing this. There is a personal fighting that one has to pick it up for himself. Point number two, do you behold God by all your heart and your mind and your soul, which is your whole being? Do you really fear God, or do you really respect God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your heart? If that is the case, that's what Jesus is looking for. Some people, they're still living a life of dualism. At work, I'm like this. At church, I'm like this. The Bible tells us that our body is a temple of the living God. Why sometimes that temple is not a temple, sometimes a temple? And the church has never come out in my life, as I know. We are the church even if we are sleeping. We are the church even if when we're working. When I was working for Transnet, I used to have 50 people in my bay during the lunch time. They all come to listen to the word. I preach at work. Because actually at work, most of the people, they've got more opportunity than the elders or pastors. The people that will never see them in church, but at work we're meeting with them. Why do you want to preach at church only? Don't preach outside. Point number three. Are you willing to die to yourself and allow Jesus Christ to mold you? Sometimes as human being, we need to die. Romans chapter 6, it says we need to die to ourselves. And even the desires of ourselves, so that Christ may form within us. Point number four. When the move of the Holy Spirit comes, will you be flexible and able to embrace new wineskin? Some people, they will be rigid. And that's why many trees in Cape Town, they fall because they were rigid. But those who were flexible, they did this. After the wind came up, they passed, they stand again. We need to be flexible to what God is doing. Even if today I came here, Carl decided that I'm not going to preach, I would not sulk for that. Because I need to listen to what God has told Carl. Some people, when you say no to them, when they want something, they leave the church. We misinterpret or understand what God is doing in the church. Point number five, almost finished. Are we still together?
Yes.
Wonderful. We need to die in our traditional cultures. That is contrast to the will of God and the embrace matters of the Holy Spirit that we see in the book of John. Guys, if our cultures still divide us, let's throw those things off. We are in the new wineskin. God is doing a new thing. Whether it's a Chinese man or Japanese man or black person or white person, they are children of God. Let's throw those things off. We are in the new wineskin. Let's hate what is evil and love what is good from all our cultures. And let's adopt kingdom culture of God. God is doing a new thing. And I'm closing my diary to see that I'm finishing. If there is anyone, it's a sad news that I'm preaching in a born-again church who everyone has received Jesus Christ as the Lord. I wish I'll be preaching where everyone is not knowing Jesus Christ. But if you are here and say, Babundaba, I thank God for your word. I thank God for the word of God. I've never received Jesus Christ as the Lord and my Savior. Romans chapter 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. My friend, Carl, I love that story. It's not something that you push it to people. It's not something that is very far. It's not something that you pay anything. Just confess with your mind that I love Jesus and believe with your heart. Yeah. Salvation is come. Yeah. And as simple as that, who on earth, some guys even went to Jesus and said, what must I do in order to get to heaven? They thought it is difficult. Because in this world, to get a job, sometimes you have to pay bribe. Or to pay some money, or to love someone beyond. But there, it was say, just confess with your mouth.
Right.
Believe with your heart, the salvation come. Guys, why do we miss this so much grace of God? That is for free. In this evening, in this afternoon, if you are here and you have never given your life to Jesus, stand up, then I'll pray with you. That's all what you need to do. If you've all done that, praise God. And if you feel that my power, I'm lacking in many things, and I trust God to fill me with his power, stand with me so that I can pray with you. Because Jesus Christ, his power is here. If you feel that I've got something that I'm searching, I'm really begging, stand up, let me pray with you. God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, my brother. God is faithful. Thank you, my sister. He's here. Don't stand on your rigid. Thank you, my brother. God wants to do a new thing. His new wineskin is here. He wants to pour among those who say, I'm here. Not only these that are standing. I'm going to pray for them now. Then after that, I feel the Holy Spirit is leading us somewhere. I don't know, Carl, can I carry on, my friend? Lord, I pray for those who are standing. Obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, the one that was preached by the time of Peter when he was in the house of Cornelius, fell upon them all, and the Spirit of God baptized them. I pray that you fill these guys up. When they leave this place, they can just only can be God. I did not want to stand up. I did not want to embarrass myself, but God embarrassed me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are faithful. When your people adhere to your ways, you walk with them, Lord. I pray that today onwards, these people, they won't be the same again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.